Thank you for being with us. And you are the colleague whom our friend Sanya Met said would be speaking to us tonight, I believe, are you?
That is so.
So may we all welcome you sincerely and with love.
Thank you. I have taken some time for readjustments.
Yes, I quite understand. It doesn't matter at all.
Thank you. I do not find it so easy as the one who comes to you.
No, of course you wouldn't. He has had much practice now.
I have to tell you, I was reluctant to come at first, but now I have seen that herein lies an opportunity to instruct.
Yes, please. That is our wish, that we shall learn and be instructed.
I want to say to you, it is good to be within a lighter vibration than normally I walk in.
Is that so? You do this work frequently?
I do not. I have chosen to come this once because I think you might find it instructive, and because I have been asked to do so.
Well, we do appreciate you having made the effort. And I hope that you feel our love and sincerity around you. I think you would not have come anyway had you not been sure that you would have found such here.
I have been told by the one who comes to you that this would be a lesson for you all if I would agree to come this once.
Thank you.
So now you are wondering what it is I do.
Yes, we are.
I can feel. Why should he be in lower vibrations? Because it is the pathway of help which I have chosen to do.
I follow. And I'm happy to know that this is somewhat of a lighter experience for you.
I have been instructed that talk has been given on those who travel from their possess when the soul departs. Yes.
Yes.
I am one of those helpers who try to protect such people. Mm-hmm. because they do not fully appreciate what danger is around them.
I can understand that, and I do thank you for the protection you offer.
Now you begin to realize my work is within those lower realms.
I do understand now. Yes, thank you. I don't know whether my colleagues have been trying to induce astral traveling during their sleep. Have we been trying, anybody?
Not with any success.
Not
with success.
No, but you have been trying. Yes.
Yes, but within the love of groups such as this, there will always be protection.
Thank you.
And I am one member of such groups.
So we could all make efforts to cultivate astral traveling during our sleep state, knowing that we shall be protected. Am I right in saying that?
Provided it is for your spiritual growth.
Of course, not for any other reason.
Is to be understood.
That is understood, yes.
By you all.
Yes, indeed it is.
Let me tell you, there are those who are anxious to influence those souls who are traveling and know not where they are. They will latch on to any opportunity which comes before them.
I see. So we could be instrumental in them latching onto us unless we do the work properly.
Unless you have your protection.
Yes.
And that is where my work begins.
Thank you.
Not only do I protect those stray souls who would not normally be there, but I am there to try to influence those souls for good instead of negativity which surrounds them.
So you have a dual responsibility in that case, sir. Now, I wonder if you can give us any suggestions as to the best way in which we could induce astral traveling for the right purposes, of course.
I have to say there is no one set way. Only remember, you are all individuals on differing stages of development, you know. But when you want to travel, I can offer you some suggestions. Yes?
Yes, please.
I suggest you try just before your sleep state, when your consciousness is raised in any way. Because, as you know, you do leave your bodies in sleep state.
Yes, we have been doing that.
Under protection. But to do this willingly, firstly, you must retain good thoughts. You must retain what you are trying to achieve and why you wish to do so. Once this has been ascertained, then I say, you need to lay prostrate. You need to have your limbs relaxed. You need to focus your energy on love.
Yes, I see.
I would suggest that you try to elevate that aspect of yourself by firstly visualizing yourselves looking upon your shells. That is your first step.
Okay.
You will not achieve it quickly. Like all things, you need practice.
Of course.
But once you have achieved this, then I say, go a little farther. Go a little farther. Take each step carefully and slowly.
We always ask for protection before we begin any way at all.
You must focus on that light of love.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I ask you most sincerely, do not attempt to force that from your body unless your thoughts are right.
Yes, we understand.
But I am not here to teach you the mechanics of travel. I am here to tell you of my work.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry if I asked you to digress from what you wanted to say.
Not at all.
But we are all sincerely interested in doing this work in absolutely the right way.
I ask for a moment just to balance energies with this one.
Certainly.
Please.
Yes, of course. We shall wait quietly for you.
Sometimes it is difficult to keep how you say an even keel.
Yes. Is there anything I can do to help you? Is the light too bright or would you like it mirrored?
No, conditions are fine. It is up to me to keep the balance.
I see. Thank you.
But I do thank you for the offer of help. Now, let me continue. I know you have a fear when you hear of our lower regions. It is natural that this should be so. But let me tell you all. that the majority of your people upon this earth plane will not even see any such beings, because you do not belong there. We have a situation of souls who have gone terribly astray within their assigned lifetime. Sometimes these souls become worse in each lifetime. Can you believe it? So many opportunities given, and each one destroyed.
It is difficult to believe.
But it is so. Let me tell you. Once the soul strays, it is difficult for them to come back to that goodness and love which is their right. So, when we have these distressed souls, I like to call them, because they are lost within their earthly lives. But when saying that, I don't mean lost forever. Never, never. That is where my work comes into play. There are many of us who willingly go down to these lower realms to help such peoples. You already understand that like attracts like, do you not?
Yes, we do.
I have been told you do.
Yes, we have had many examples of it.
In this way, they are attracted to their own kind. It is a pitiful sight. But yet, we do not abandon them. Sometimes it is difficult to get close to them, but always we will continue to try. I wish I could express to you all what these regions look like. If you can imagine a bottomless dark pit with neither light nor love or happiness, then you begin to have some inkling of what these distressed souls are about. And because of the intensity of this work, it calls upon souls who have much strength and knowledge. I do not mean that to sound how it must to you.
No, we don't think so for a minute. We appreciate that you must have had tremendous strength in the other direction in order to be able to do it.
We travel some way to help these souls, because you see, we need that knowledge and that strength to be able to help them.
I can quite understand that you would not be able to unless you had been occupants of what we call the higher planes, where such knowledge and strength is obtainable.
I would like to think I come from a higher plane. I just say I have more experience and knowledge, but I wish I could say I agree. But of course I understand what you say to me. And yes, because it would be too easy to be drawn into these great depths of despair.
And that's what I was going to ask you. It would be possible for you to be drawn against your own will.
That is why we need to go back from whence we came to replenish that strength and that love, which is our own entitlements. And we do so often. But there are many such as I who find great strength in doing this work.
Yes.
But I would say to you all, this is my chance to try to help you. Whilst you inhabit these earthly overgoods, nurture that side of you that is good, that all-consuming love you should share with each other, because it is too easy to turn your back on that love which is your spiritual right. And so we see these fallen souls who come in despair. And I tell you, I can hear them now cry out. They want to leave such despair behind, and yet they will not accept help. I know that might be difficult for you to understand, but it is so.
It is difficult to understand, because had they been crying out, as you said, and I believe what you say, of course, I should have thought they would have jumped at the chance of accepting your help.
No, they want to leave the conditions behind, but they do not want to change.
I see.
That is the difference. Can you see?
Yes.
What I am saying to you?
Mm-hmm.
They do not like the conditions, but they have not reached the state where they want to change for the better.
Are you able to influence them in any way to do so? I know normally you're not allowed to interfere, that free will comes into it, and if they want to stay, they stay. But I wonder whether under these conditions you would be permitted to offer them help.
That is exactly what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It is a subtle thing. We surround them by the love energy which penetrates their darkness. Very, very slowly they come to the realization that there is more to them than at first they have accepted.
I follow.
It takes a long time. Normally, if someone has reached that stage of degeneration, then they will not come forth so quickly. I am not speaking of the realms where people have done minor misdeeds.
No.
You understand that
yes,
is different.
Quite.
We are speaking of those realms where many, many are reaping their rewards, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
That is rather a sad way to say it to you, but that is what is happening.
So they have been responsible for sin and evil perpetually throughout their lifetimes.
They are the evildoers of probably more than one lifetime.
Yes.
You see, it becomes almost like a disease to them.
Quite.
The evil of one lifetime carries forward to the next until such a time that I will not say pure evil, because there is a spark of love within all. There has to
be. It must be.
That is the universal law. But let me tell you, they are close to as much evil as you could possibly imagine.
It must be extremely rewarding to you when one does decide to come out of the depths and be taken away.
Can you imagine the sunshine after the storm?
Yes.
The smile that is placed upon your face. That is how we feel. There is much rejoicing for one soul to leave that behind them. Once that spark is there, once our influence enfolds them, then indeed we are overjoyed.
I'm sure you must be. We know little of your feeling, only a very little, from the what we call the rescue work we do here. Assistance for those who are not in the greatest depths, but who have been wandering in limbo, as we call it here, and then wish to come back and learn more. We know the feeling of joy when they do accept the new conditions.
If you can feel that joy, then feel it. Feel it 100-fold. That will give you some indication of the love that abounds.
Yes.
It is difficult work. It is sad work at times, but the joy compensates so much for it.
I'm sure it must do.
That is what makes it so good.
And it is work you volunteer for?
Of course. No one. No one would be made to do such work. It has to come from the heart. It has to come from the necessity to grow.
Yes.
It has to come from those of us with strength and with knowledge.
Right. Do you work as a group, or are you able to go individually into these depths?
I have to say both. We have the ability, the knowledge to work individually, but I believe you would say a backup team.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. That is how we work. Always there are others to hand.
I think it must be an essential part of the work to have a backup team.
But sometimes one individual spark of love is all that is needed to help those.
Yes.
Those so much in despair. But sometimes you can approach them individually.
Mm-hmm. I follow.
When I say individually, I don't speak, as you imagine, in an individual form.
Yeah.
But in the form of love, energies and vibration.
Right.
That which can be exuded and can be given to one individual.
And would these people to whom you go see you as an individual or just as light and energy?
We would decide what would be best for them.
I see.
But normally they are drawn by light and by a love energy.
Yes.
Which is difficult to describe to you if you are not aware of it.
Quiet.
It is a brightness. It is almost like heavenly music to the ear who wishes to hear.
Mm-hmm.
To the one who seeks to leave behind all that he has done. That he is ready to make amends for those evil doings.
And because of the essential spark which is always within him, then he would feel a reaction to what you are radiating to him.
Yes, that is what he does react to. It is the love energy. That is what draws him away from all the negativity. Of the evil doing.
Sorry.
That has all got.
And I should imagine that sometimes he's not even aware of why he is being attracted to the energy you are sending.
You are perfectly correct in that assumption. Once they are drawn into this energy of love, then work can be done on a different scale. And of course, they are not always aware of what is happening. But let me tell you, their awareness that they have left something behind them is great. That awareness is great. And only then, when they have left it behind, can they begin to understand just a little where they have been.
I see. So it's slow step by step, according to the circumstances of each individual.
I cannot generalize for you, because each case is individual.
You must have been doing, in our terms, this work for a long, long time to have acquired sufficient strength and knowledge to bring to it.
It is work that is not readily acceptable to many, but to those of us who do this work, there is much to be gained spiritually, not only for those lost souls, but for us.
Yes.
It is a big step, I have to tell you.
I can imagine it's a tremendously big step, because you have to do the work without it being primarily for your own spiritual development, don't you?
We would not grow if that was what was in our minds.
Right.
and you know by now, all is known. All is known.
Yes.
You cannot pretend in our world,
yeah,
because you are exposed.
That's why I was saying it must be extremely difficult for you, because you mustn't think along those lines, and yet you have the job to do, and it sounds almost condescending. I don't want it to, but I think you'll understand when I say, from what you've told us, we all marvel at the work you do. Just for the sake of doing it.
There comes a point in development when thoughts of that nature barely exist.
Nice, I know.
There comes a state of being when your own individuality becomes less important. When what is truly important is that each soul develops to that love which is truly theirs, so that becomes the ultimate objective. Yes.
And though we can't fully understand it here now, we do accept, it sounds paradoxical, but we do accept that by assisting the others to develop their spirituality, since we are all of necessity part of each other, then we are all, you are automatically developing your own spirituality without even thinking of it.
Of course, that is what I want you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That has been my instructions for you to know and to understand.
I think we do.
Now, I have to say, how much it has given to me to have joined you all. I thank the one who asked me to come.
Good. That's very kind of you to say that.
I thank you all for your love and your tolerance of me.
Not tolerance. We could have listened to you all night.
I have indeed learned much. It is a joy to be with you, to experience your love in silence, because sometimes the work that I do, if you can believe, is full of noisy, noisy vibrations.
I'm sure it must be.
They almost pierce you.
That's her.
So, to have spent this short time with you has indeed empowered me more with great joy. I thank you all, and now I must take my leave.
Well, we all do most sincerely thank you, don't we?
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much.
And forgive me if I leave you with this, I don't think we will meet again.
I'm sorry about that.
It is meant as a compliment because you will not come where I was.
I see.
I don't have good earthly humor. It is my little joke to you all. But now I really must depart.
Well, if it were ever possible and you had the wish to come back, be it to know that you would always be more than welcome.
I thank you, but I know I shall not return.
No. We do understand. And again, we can't tell you how grateful we are for the time you've spent with us and the information you've given us. We can only wish you a great success in what you do. And say God bless you.